Great Plays. This afternoon, the National Broadcasting Company takes great pleasure in presenting Raymond Edward Johnson and Christopher Marlowe's great play, Dr. Faustus, in a new and original adaptation by Ranald R. McDougall, with music by Tom Bennett. In 1587, a small leather-bound volume called the Faustbuch appeared in various parts of Europe. It contained the legend of a man who sold his soul to the devil in exchange for worldly power. From the material in this book, Christopher Marlowe constructed his verse drama, Dr. Faustus. Since then, many versions of the Faust legend have appeared, but the Marlowe play remains of prime importance in the history of drama because its creator was the father of romantic drama and the precursor of William Shakespeare. We ask your indulgence in listening to the version of Faust we are about to present. We have retained large sections of the play in the sonorous blank verse in which Marlowe wrote it, but we have taken the liberty of carrying forward the stress and the action of other parts in a modern manner and with modern effects. Through custom, we grow stale, and the effects that were awe-inspiring and fearsome in Marlowe's day have become somewhat hackneyed in ours. Great Plays, therefore, presents a modernized version of Dr. Faustus by Christopher Marlowe.
Did you call, sir?
Huh? What? No, I did not call.
I thought I heard you cry out, sir.
No, I said nothing. Wagner, tell me. There's no one waiting outside, is there? Lie to me if there is. Tell me there's no one.
There's no one, sir.
You're not lying?
No, sir.
Perhaps he won't come. Oh, no. No, he'll come. I can be sure of that.
Are you ill, sir? You look unwell.
Unwell? I'm choked to the throat with bitter sin and am damned in body and soul, if that's what you call unwell. And I am.
Oh, sir, I have watched you for weeks. I don't know what it is that troubles you. Take comfort, sir. God's mercies are infinite.
The serpent that tempted Eve would gain mercy before Faustus. Oh, hear me with patience, Wagner, and judge me. Do not shrink from me when you learn what I've done. Come here, quickly. I haven't much time. This velvet box. You've often wondered, I suppose, what great secret I keep in it.
Well,
I know you have, Wagner. Look here.
Why, it's only a mirror.
Only a mirror. And yet for trinkets like this and a few minor miracles, I've lost the world and heaven both. But look into the mirror, Wagner. Look.
Oh, Master.
Do not be afraid. What do you see?
I see a child, an infant.
Yes. Now is he born, that cursed man. His parents are poor family in a German town called Rhodes. Look again.
The child is older.
Yes. He is a student now in Württemberg. See there? He is taking his doctor's degree, Wagner. He is a doctor of divinity. There's irony for you in that. You'll soon know why. Watch and listen.
Bene dicere est finis logices.
It speaks. The image speaks.
Yes, it speaks. And worse still, Wagner, it thinks. Unholy thoughts fill that mind. That image yearns for necromancy, for devil worship. Is that image familiar to you? Do you know that face, Wagner?
No.
Ah, but you do. It frightens you. It is I, Faustus.
You, sir?
Yes. There I sit in my study as I was 24 years ago. An old man then as you were young. Now it is you who are old. And I, who am young, Wagner. Have you wondered about that? Have you?
I am only a servant.
I am, sir. Also a servant. Shall I tell you my master's name, huh?
Sir, I...
Do not be afraid. No, I did not mean for you to be afraid. Look into the glass again.
Ubi desinit philosophus, ibi incipit medicus.
I told myself, be a physician, Faustus. Heap up gold and be immortal with the discovery of a wonderful cure. But I did not want that. Listen and hear how I tricked my conscience into slumber.
Si peccasse negamus fallimur, et nulla est in nobis veritas.
Did you hear? If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and there is no truth in us. Then I read,
stipendium peccati mors est.
The wages of sin is death. One divine wrote that we are all sinners, and another divine wrote that the wages of sin are death. And so I tricked myself into thinking that I might as well die for a large sin as a small. But watch, the mirror. You shall get within that brain and hear those secret thoughts that made this day horrible for me 24 years ago. Watch and listen. Watch and listen.
What must be, will be. A sound philosophy. So farewell, divinity. What a world of profit and delight, of power and honor and omnipotence is promised in these books of devil worship. All things that move between the quiet poles shall be at my command. Emperors and kings have only a small horizon of monarchy. I shall have the world. They cannot bend the elements with their thrones and scepters. With these books, I'll raise the winds and crack the clouds. My power will stretch as far as does the mind of man. A sound magician is a mighty god, and I should be one. Wagner.
Sir?
Wagner, carry my respect to my dearest friends, Valdes and Cornelius. Tell them I earnestly request a visit from them. Hurry.
Very well, sir.
I need their help and advice in order to master the secret in these books.
Oh, Faustus, put these evil books aside and do not read them. They will damn your soul and heap the wrath of God upon your head.
Read, Faustus, read on. Master the black art and be lord of nature's treasure. Read, Faustus, and be on earth as Jove is on high, master and commander of the elements.
Read no more, Faustus. This is blasphemy.
Read on, Faustus. Read.
How my mind reels from good to evil. But I am decided. I shall make the spirits bring me what I please and perform each desperate enterprise I name. I'll have them fly to India for gold, ransack the ocean for oriental pearl, and search the corners of America for pleasant fruits and princely delicacies. I'll have them read me strange philosophy and reveal the secret of all foreign kings. I'll have old Germany walled with brass and make the Rhine encircle Württemberg. I'll have them fill the schools with silk, and with them all the students shall be clad. I'll hire soldiers with the gold they bring and force the Prince of Parma from our land. I'll be the king of all the provinces.
Read on, Faustus.
Thou art damned and double damned.
Yeah. Come. Ah, Valdes and Cornelius. Enter, my friends.
Your servant said you wanted to see her.
Your words have won me at last. I will practice magic and the black arts with you, Valdes, and with you, Cornelius.
Ah, good, good. I told you that your philosophy would bring you nothing. It is necromantic skill that rewards the student.
Yes, both law and physics I leave to petty brains, but divinity is even worse, unpleasant, harsh, contemptible, and vile. Tis magic. Magic that has ravished me.
Faustus, your books, your wisdom, and our experience shall make us masters of the world. The spirits of every element shall obey our commands.
Yes, Faustus. All the power of the lower world shall be at our fingertips. Wealth and power will be ours. If only you are resolute.
Cornelius, I am set on this as you are set on living. So tell me what I must do.
When you see what miracles magic will perform, you'll think of nothing else. Valdes and I are mere amateurs, but you, Faustus, you can be master of us all.
Uh-huh.
With your learning and mind, there is nothing impossible for you.
Cornelius and I know many things that are above our power, Faustus. We are content with the little we already have, but you can command the full extent of our secret knowledge.
Oh,
This is a wonderful prospect, gentlemen. Come, show me how to begin this communion with the pit. Give me instructions so that I may begin my conjurations and have these joys in full possession.
Valdez, first tell him the words of art, and then with the books he has, he can try his cunning by himself.
A good idea. First, I'll show you how to summon the devil, Faustus, and from there, you can go on alone.
Good. Now, let us eat our dinner, and afterwards we'll talk of this some more. Before I sleep tonight, I intend to try this magic if I die for it. Tonight, Faustus will call out the devil. Tonight.
Monsieur will break my neck without this stubborn goat. Come on, wild beast. I shall have my revenge on you presently.
This summit, I can rest.
Begin thy incantations and see what devils obey your wishes.
Go
back, Faustus.
Turn away from this evil thing you do.
The moon is nearly full. I must begin my incantations.
Good. Draw a circle, Faustus, and in it write Jehovah's name reversed.
Do not write, Faustus. You banish me, your conscience.
In the names of holy saints, with a curse for each, and then the characters of stars and signs of portent.
It's finished. Dare I go on?
Fear not, Faustus, but be resolute. Now sacrifice the goat and call upon thy master.
The goat. Come here, beast of evil. Stop trembling. They said it would scream. I cannot.
Come on, Faustus. Take up the knife. One stroke at the throat.
Beelzebub is telling me a fancy Monarca at the Magorgon. Come, Luke, Argo, the gloom where Travis called to Faccio at Virgota Mosca, at the Norga, the Nobis, the Cactus, make his dominance!
Faustus, if you called me, surely you were prepared to see me. Why do you tremble? What is it you want of me, Faustus?
You are too ugly as you are. Disappear and return in the form of a monk, or I shall have nothing more to do with you. Go. He is gone. I see that I have power over him. How pliant is this Mephistopheles, full of obedience and humility. Such is the force of my magic and spells.
Now, Faustus, you are a conjurer. You can command the great Mephisto, and he will perform what you will. Call him back again.
Mephistopheles, appear.
Now, Faustus, what do you want of me?
I charge thee, wait upon me while I live and do whatever it is I shall command. Be it to make the moon drop from her realm or the ocean to overwhelm the world.
I am a servant to great Lucifer and may not follow you without his leave. No more than he commands can I perform.
Did he not tell you to appear to me?
No. I came here of my own accord.
Did not my conjuring speeches raise you? Speak.
That was the cause, but only by accident. For when we hear one rack the name of God, abjure the scriptures and his savior Christ, we fly. in hope to get his glorious soul. Nor will we come unless he use such means whereby he is in danger to be damned. And the shortest cut to such an end is stoutly to abjure the Trinity and pray devoutly to the Prince of Hell.
These things I have already done and have but one principle. There is no chief but Beelzebub, and to him I dedicate myself. I am not terrified by this word damnation and consign my soul to Lucifer. Now, tell me, who is he?
Arch-regent and commander of all evil.
Wasn't Lucifer an angel once?
Yes, Faustus. And most dearly loved by God.
And how comes it then that he is prince of evil?
By pride, ambition, and by insolence, for which God threw him from the face of heaven.
And who are you that live with Lucifer?
Unhappy spirits that fell with Lucifer, conspired against our God with Lucifer, and are forever damned with Lucifer.
How are you damned?
In hell.
How comes it then that you are out of hell?
Ha! Why, this is hell. Nor am I out of it. Thinkst thou that I, who saw the face of God and tasted the eternal joys of heaven, am not tormented with 10,000 hells, being deprived of eternal bliss?
Is great Mephistopheles so passionate of being deprived of heaven's joy? Learn of Faustus' manly fortitude and scorn the joys you never shall possess.
What is it that you want, Faustus?
Go. Bear these tidings to great Lucifer. Say I surrender up to him my soul if he will spare me 24 years letting me live in all voluptuousness. And with you ever to attend on me to give me whatever it is I ask and tell me whatsoever I demand to slay my enemies, to aid my friends, and always be obedient to my will.
Is that all you wish, my friend?
Go. Return to mighty Lucifer and meet me in my study tomorrow night, and let me know your master's mind.
I will, Faustus.
Had I as many souls as there be stars, I'd give them all for Mephistopheles. Through him I'll be emperor of the world and make a bridge through the moving air to pass the ocean with a band of men. I'll join the hills that bind the shore of Africa and make that country a part of Spain, and both will be ruled by my crown. Emperors shall not live without my leave, nor any potentate of Germany. Now that I have obtained what I desire, I live but to think of my power until Mephisto comes back again.
Oh, Master Faustus, what black magic have you shown me?
I've shown you how I fell into the ways of Cornelius and Valdes, how I practiced the black arts for which these two are infamous throughout the world.
There is redemption for you, if you but ask it.
There is no mercy for Faustus. Break heart, drop blood, and mingle it with tears of my most vile and loathsome filthiness, whose stench corrupts my very soul and leaves no room for mercy.
For what you have done?
For what have I done? Oh, God, what have I not done? You think this scene you saw was the greatest of my sins? Look into the mirror and see to what greater depths did Faustus fall. Look into the mirror. Look, there in my study, the night after the incantation, I sit there and tremble, waiting for Mephistopheles with eagerness, and then again with fear. And voices fill my ears, now counseling me one way and now another.
Now, Faustus,
must your soul
be
damned?
And you cannot be saved.
What boots it then to think of God or heaven? Away with such vain fancies and despair.
Go not backwards.
No,
Faustus,
be resolute. Why do I waver so? Oh, that voice that fills my ear.
Turn to God again.
I, Faustus, will turn to God again.
To God. God. He loves thee not. The God you serve is your own ambition, wherein is fixed the love of Beelzebub.
Yes, to him I'll build an altar and a church and offer lukewarm blood of newborn babes.
Leave that horrible heart.
Contrition, prayer, repentance, what of them?
They are means to bring you unto heaven.
Rather illusions, fruits of lunacy that make men foolish, that to trust them most.
Sweet Faustus, think of heaven and heavenly things.
No, Faustus, think of honor and of wealth.
Of wealth? Why, I can be a bishop when Mephisto is by my side.
Then what god can hurt you, Faustus? You are safe.
Cast no more doubts. Come, Mephistopheles, and bring glad tidings from great Lucifer. Is it not midnight? Come, Mephistopheles.
What is it you want of me?
Now tell me, what says Lucifer, my lord?
That I shall wait on Faustus while he lives. If he will buy my service with his soul.
Already I have hazarded that for thee.
But, Faustus, you must bequeath it solemnly and write a deed of gift with your own blood. That security craves great Lucifer. If you deny it, I will back to hell.
Stay, Mephistopheles, and tell me, what good will my soul do your lord?
Enlarge his kingdom.
Is that the reason why he tempts me thus?
Tell me, Faustus, shall I have your soul? And I will be your slave and wait on you. I'll give you more than you have wit to ask.
I, Mephistopheles, I give it to you.
Then, Faustus, stab your arm courageously and bind your soul, that at some certain day great Lucifer may claim it as his own. And then be thou as great as Lucifer.
Lo, Mephistopheles, for love of you, I... my arm, and with my proper blood assign my soul to great Lucifer's. You hear the blood that trickles from my arm, and let it be propitious for my wish.
But, Faustus, you must write it in manner of a deed of gift.
Aye, so I will. But, Mephistopheles, my blood congeals, and I can write no more.
I'll fetch you fire to dissolve it.
What does the staying of my blood portend? Is it unwilling that I should write this bill? Why strains it not that I might write afresh? Faustus gives his soul to hell. Aye, there it stayed. Why should I not? Is not my soul my own? Then write again. Faustus gives to hell his soul.
Here's fire. Come, Faustus. Set it on.
So. Now the blood begins to clear again. Now will I make an end immediately.
Oh, what will I not do to obtain his soul?
The bill is signed, and Faustus has bequeathed his soul to Lucifer. But what is this inscription on my arm? Homo fuge. Whither should I fly? If unto God, he'll throw me down to hell. My senses are perceived. There's nothing there. Yet I saw it plain. Here in this place was writ Homo Fuge. But Faustus shall not fly. Here, Mephistopheles, receive this scroll, a deed of gift of body and of soul. But yet conditionally that you perform all promises prescribed between us both.
Faustus? I swear by hell and Lucifer to effect all articles between us made.
Then hear me read them. On these conditions following, first, that Faustus may be a spirit in form and substance. Secondly, that Mephistopheles shall be his servant and at his command. Thirdly, that Mephistopheles shall do for him and bring him whatsoever he desires. Fourthly, that he shall be in his chamber or house invisible. Lastly, that he shall appear to the said John Faustus at all times in what form or shape soever he please. I, John Faustus of Wurttemberg, doctor, by these presents, do give both body and soul
to Lucifer, Prince of the East, and his minister, Mephistopheles.
And furthermore, grant unto them that 24 years being expired, the articles above written inviolate, full power to fetch or carry the said John Faustus, body and soul, flesh, blood, or goods, into their habitation, wheresoever.
By me, John Faustus.
Speak, Faustus. You deliver this as your deed.
I take it, and the devil give you good of it.
Now, Faustus, ask what you will.
First, will I question with you about hell? Tell me, where is the place that men call hell?
Under the heavens.
Aye, but whereabouts?
Within the bowels of these elements, where we are tortured and remain forever. Hell hath no limits, nor is circumscribed in one self place. For where we are is hell. And where hell is, there must we be forever. And to conclude, when all the world dissolves and every creature shall be purified, all places shall be hell that are not heaven.
I think hell's...
Till experience change your mind.
I think you then that Faustus shall be damned?
Aye, of necessity. For here's the scroll wherein you have given your soul to Lucifer.
Aye, and body too, but what of that? Think thou that Faustus is so fond to imagine that after this life there is any pain? Tush! These are trifles and mere old wives' tales.
But, Faustus, I am an instance to prove the contrary. For I am damned, and am now in hell.
Now in hell? Nay, if this is hell, I'll willingly be damned, sleeping, walking, eating, and disputing. But, leaving off this, Faustus, Mephistopheles, let me have a wife, the fairest maid that is in Germany. For I am wanton and lascivious, and I cannot live without a wife.
A wife? Faustus, talk not of a wife.
Nay, sweet Mephistopheles, fetch me one, for I will have one.
Tad Faustus, marriage is but a ceremonial toy. Think no more of it. I'll cull thee out the fairest courtesans. Bring them every morning to thy bed. She whom thine eyes shall like, thy heart shall have. Be she as chaste as was Penelope, as wise as Saba, or as beautiful as was bright Lucifer before his fall. But now, this book, read it thoroughly. The iterating of these lines brings gold. The framing of this circle on the ground bring whirlwinds, tempests, thunder and lightning. Pronounce this thrice devoutly to yourself, and men in armor shall appear to you, ready to execute what you may desire.
Thanks, Mephistopheles. Yet fain would I have a book wherein I might behold all spells and incantations that I might raise up spirits when I please.
Here they are in this book.
So? Now would I have a book where I might see all characters and planets of the heavens, that I might know their motions and dispositions.
Here they are, too.
All in this one book?
All that you can ever want to know is in that book.
Then will I look at heaven here. Where is it in the book?
Oh, I cannot show it to you. Open you up the book.
When I behold this heaven, I repent and curse you, wicked Mephistopheles, because you have deprived me of these joys.
Why, Faustus, close the book. You think that heaven is such a glorious thing? I tell you, it is not half so fair as you yourself, or any man that breathes on earth.
How can you prove that boast?
Heaven was made for man. Therefore is man more excellent.
If it was made for man, it is made for me. I will renounce this magical obsession.
God cannot be pitied. Thee.
What voice tells me I am a spirit? If I were a devil, yet God would pity me.
God will pity you if you repent.
Aye, but Faustus never shall repent.
Oh,
Master Faustus, the things I've seen this day.
There's more not told in a finger span of minutes. My heart was so hardened I could not repent. I could hardly...
But surely...
I could not. Fearful thunders would echo in my ears.
Faustus.
And swords and knives would appear before me so that I might kill myself. And long ere this, I should have slain myself had not sweet pleasure conquered deep despair. Mephisto gave me youth, and with it, youth's sweet fire. Look there. See how they seduced me from salvation with their hellish power.
Tell me, Mephistopheles. Tell me, who made the world?
I will not.
Sweet Mephistopheles, tell me.
Do not ask me to name that name. Or I will not.
Have I not bound you to tell me anything?
Yes, anything that is not against our kingdom. Come on, keep your mind on it, Faustus. For you are damned.
Our pact is void if you refuse me what I wish to know.
This is a problem for my master himself. Think of hell while I am gone, Faustus.
No, Faustus. No, Faustus. Think on heaven. Upon God, who made the world.
It's too late for this. Too late.
Too late indeed.
Never too late. Faustus can repent.
If you repent, Faustus, devils shall tear you to pieces.
Repent, and they shall not touch you.
Oh, Christ, my Savior, seek to save distressed Faustus' soul.
This is a problem for my master himself. Think of hell while I am gone, Faustus.
No, Faustus. No, Faustus. Think on heaven. Upon God, who made the world.
It's too late for this. Too late.
Too late indeed.
Never too late. If Faustus can repent.
If you repent, Faustus, devils shall tear you to pieces.
Repent, and they shall not touch you.
Oh, Christ, my Savior, seek to save distressed Faustus' soul.
Christ cannot save thy soul, for he is just, as none but I have interest in the same.
Who are you? It looks so terrible.
I am Lucifer.
You have come to fetch my soul?
I have come to tell you that you injure me. You talk of Christ, contrary to your promise. Think of the devil. You should not think of God.
Nor will I from now on. Pardon me in Faustus' vows never to look to heaven, never to name God, nor to pray to him, to burn his scriptures, slay his ministers, and make my spirits pull his churches down.
Do so, and you shall have nothing to fear. Now come. Sit down and be at ease. I have come from hell to show you some sights. Sit down and you shall see my servants, the seven deadly sins. They shall appear in all their proper form.
Ah, that sight would be as pleasing to me as paradise was to Adam the day of creation.
Talk not of paradise or creation. Talk of the devil and nothing else. But watch this show. Now, you seven deadly sins, come away. Now, Faustus, examine them and their several names and what they are.
What art thou, the first?
I am pride. I disdain to have any parents. I am like to Ovid's flea. I can creep into every corner of a wench. Sometimes, like a periwig, I sit upon her brow. Or like a fan of feathers, I kiss her lips. Indeed I do. Fie, what a scent is here. I'll not speak another word, except the ground were perfumed and covered with cloth of gold.
What art thou? The second?
I am covetousness, begotten of an old churl in an old leather bag. And might I have my wish, I would desire that this house and all the people in it were turned to gold, that I might lock up in my good chest. Oh, my sweet gold.
What art thou? The third?
I am wrath. I had neither father nor mother. I leapt out of a lion's mouth when I was scarce half an hour old. And ever since I have run up and down the world with this case of rapiers, wounding myself when I had nobody to fight with. I was born in hell. And look to it, or some of you shall be my father.
What art thou, the fourth?
I am envy, begotten of a chimney sweeper and an oyster wife. I cannot read, and therefore I wish all books were burnt. I'm lean with seeing others eat. Oh, that there would come a famine throughout the world, that all might die and I live alone. Then thou shouldst see how fat I'd be. But must thou sit and I stand? Come down with a vengeance.
Away, envious rascal. What art thou, the fifth?
Oh, I, sir. I am gluttony. My parents are all dead, and the devil a penny they've left me but a bare pension, and that is 30 meals a day and 10 beavers. Small trifle to suffice nature. Oh, I come of a royal parentage. My grandfather was a gammon of bacon. My grandmother, a hogshead of claret wine. My godfathers were these: Peter Pickle Herring and Martin Martlemas Beef. Oh, but my godmother, she was a jolly gentlewoman and well beloved in every good town and city. Her name was Mistress Marjorie March Beer. Now, Faustus, thou hast heard all my progeny. Wilt thou bid me to supper?
No, I'll see thee hanged. I'll eat up all my victuals.
The devil choke me.
Choke thyself, glutton. What art thou? The sixth?
I am sloth. I was begotten on a sunny bank, where I have lain ever since. And you have done me a great injury to bring me away from my rest. Let me be carried back there again by gluttony and lechery. I'll not speak another word for a king's ransom.
Ah, who are you, Miss Minx? The seventh and the last.
Who, I, sir? I am one that loves an inch of raw mutton better than an ell of fried stockfish. And the first letter of my name begins with L.
Away! To hell! To hell!
Now, Faustus, how did you like this?
Oh, this feeds my soul.
Faustus, in hell there is all manner of such delight.
If I could see hell and return again, how happy then I'd be.
You shall see hell. I'll send for you at midnight. And now farewell, Faustus, and think on the devil.
Farewell, great Lucifer.
Oh, Faustus, miserable man. You have lost the grace of heaven.
Indeed I have, Wagner.
Beg mercy, Faustus, of thy Savior sweet, whose blood alone can wash away thy guilt.
I hear a voice crying in the night, and it is my soul. Where are you, Faustus? What have you done?
You're damned, Faustus. Damned. Despair and die.
Do you hear, Wagner? Hell calls for right with a roaring voice.
Faustus, come. Your hour is almost here.
Wagner, look around the house and find that voice.
I heard nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing, sir.
My nerves are jangling like an iron chain. Come, I'll show you the rest of my foul history. Look into that mirror once again, Wagner. We did many strange things together, Mephistopheles and I. Here you see us as we stood before the Vatican in Rome, to see the Pope in the manner of his court and take some part in Holy Peter's feast, which on that day was being celebrated. Look, Wagner, there we are. There, Mephisto speaks.
Faustus, I have conducted you within the walls of Rome. And so we will not be uncomfortable. I have taken his holiness chamber for our use.
I hope his holiness will bid us welcome.
Doesn't matter if he does or not. We'll be bold with his good cheer and watch a part of St. Peter's feast. And you'll see a troop of bald-pate friars whose only knowledge is of a well-filled belly.
I'd like to play some tricks on them and laugh at their confusion. So let us make ourselves invisible and do what we please without being seen.
Very well, Faustus. Now do whatever you wish. You cannot be seen by mortal.
Mephistopheles, who is that man in the silken gowns?
His Holiness, the Pope. Listen, he's coming closer.
My Lord of Lorraine, will it please you to draw near and speak with me?
Fuck you and the devil choke you!
Well, what was that? Who spoke to me like that? You friars, look about.
There is no one in it, please, your holiness.
Well, then my ears are liars. but never mind. Come, my Lord Lorraine, let us dine. Serve us, if you please. Here, my lord, here is a dainty dish that was sent me by the Bishop of Milan.
A very dainty dish.
What? Why, who snatched the meat from me? Dashed it on the floor. Will no one guard me from this evil? My Lord Lorraine, let us quickly drink this sacred wine to exorcise this devil.
I'll pledge your whole and... My lord, it may be some ghost, newly crept from purgatory to beg a pardon of your holiness.
It may be so. Friars, prepare to pray for the soul of this poor spirit.
What? Are you crossing yourself? Do it not again, I warn you, or I'll box your whole
the
insane.
Holy Trinity.
There's the second time. Beware of the third, I give you fair warning. Do not cross yourself.
Lord in heaven. Oh, let me out of here.
He's gone. What should we do now, Mephisto?
I do not know. We shall be cursed with bell, book, and candle.
Bell, book, and candle, book, and bell. Forward and back to curse me to hell. Soon you shall hear a hog grunt, a calf bleat, an ass bray, because it is St. Peter's holiday. Look, here they come.
Come, my brothers. Let us go about our work with good devotion. Cursed be he that stole away his holiness meat from the table. Cursed be he that struck his holiness a blow on the face. Cursed be he that disturbs our holy dirge. Cursed be he that took away his holiness wine.
The devil choke your wine bellies and addle fates. When I had with pleasure took the view of rarest things in Royal Court of Kings, I stayed my course and returned home. Then my fame spread forth in every land, and Carolus, the emperor, sent for me to test the full extent of all my art. What I did before his court I leave untold. Your eyes shall see it performed.
Master Dr. Faustus, I have heard strange reports of your knowledge in the black art. How that none in my empire, nor in the world, can compare with you for rare exhibitions of magic. They say you have a familiar spirit by whom you accomplish what you wish. This, therefore, is my request, that you let me see some proof of your skill, that my eyes may confirm what my ears have heard reported. And here I swear to you, by the honor of my imperial crown, that whatever you do, you shall in no way be prejudiced or endangered.
In faith, he looks much like a conjurer. If he be conjurer, I be turned.
My gracious sovereign, though I must confess myself far inferior to the report men have published, and nothing answerable to the honor of your imperial majesty, yet, for that love and duty binds me to you, I am content to do whatever your majesty shall command me.
Then, Dr. Faustus, mark what I shall say. As I was sometimes solitary set within my closet, sundry thoughts arose about the honor of my ancestors. How they had won by prowess such exploits, got such riches, subdued so many kingdoms, with high renown and great authority. Amongst which kings is Alexander the Great, the bright shining of whose glorious acts lightens the world with his reflecting beams. As when I hear but mention made of him, it grieves my soul I never saw the man. If, therefore, you, by cunning of your art, can raise this man from hollow vaults below, where lies entombed this famous conqueror, and bring with him his beauteous paramour, both in their right shapes, gesture, and attire they used to wear during their time of life, you shall both satisfy my just desire and give me cause to praise you while I live.
My gracious lord, I am ready to accomplish your request so far.
far as by art and power of my spirit I am able to perform.
In faith, that's just nothing at all.
But if it please your grace, it is not in my ability to present before your eyes the true substantial bodies of these two, which long since are consumed by time and turned to dust.
Well, well, Master Doctor, now there's a sign of grace in you when you will confess the truth.
But such spirits as most resemble Alexander and his paramour shall appear before your grace, in that manner that they both lived in their most flourishing estate, which I doubt not shall sufficiently content your imperial majesty.
Go to, Master Doctor. Let me see them now.
Do you hear, Master Doctor? You'll bring Alexander and his paramour before the Emperor. In faith, that's as true as Diana turned me to a stag.
No, sir, but when Octaeon died, he left the horns for you. Mephistopheles, be gone.
Nay, and you go to conjuring, I'll be gone.
I'll meet with you anon for interrupting me. But now, my lord Alexander. Alexander and his paramour. Here they are, my gracious lord.
Master Doctor, I am astounded. But I heard this lady, while she lived, had a wart or a mole on her neck. How shall I know whether it be so or not?
Your Highness may go and see.
Yes. Yes, there it is. Sure, these are no spirits, but true substantial bodies.
Will please your Highness now to send for the knight that was so pleasant with me here of late.
One of you call him forth.
Sir Knight, the Emperor wishes your presence.
Why, he has a pair of horns growing from his head.
Sir Knight, why, I thought you were a bachelor. But now I see that you have a wife that not only gives you horns, but makes you wear them. Feel on your head.
Oh, you damned wretch and execrable dog bred in the concave of some monstrous rock. How dare you abuse a gentleman? Villain, I say, undo what you have done.
Not so fast, Sir Knight. There's no particular haste. Do you remember how you crossed me in my conversation with the Emperor? I think I have repaid you for it.
Oh, good doctor, I beg you to release him. He has done sufficient penance for his wagging tongue.
My gracious sovereign, I treated him so not because of the insults he offered me in your presence, but merely to delight you with some mirth. This being accomplished, I am content to release him of his horns. And you, Sir Knight, hereafter be careful to speak well of scholars. Mephisto, take away his horns. And now, my gracious Emperor, having done my duty, I humbly request that I be allowed to return home.
Farewell, Dr. Faustus. Yet, before you go, expect from me a bounteous reward.
I humbly thank your grace. Mephistopheles, time does run with calm and silent foot shortening my days and thread of vital life. Therefore, sweet Mephistopheles, let us make haste to Wurttemberg.
Oh, unhappy master.
Unhappy, yes. You have seen the things I did and know the depths of my iniquity. This mirror is no longer of any use. And now I must wait for Mephistopheles. This night he calls and claims my soul. Oh, Faustus, you are damned.
No, master. Some angel surely must be o'er your head with a vial of precious grace to pour upon your needy soul. Then call for mercy, master, and avoid despair.
Ah, sweet friend, I feel your words of comfort, a balm to my sickened soul. It is he. So soon, not yet midnight. Look and see, Wagner.
Very well, sir.
Is your master our teacher at home?
It is only one of my students. Tell him to enter, Wagner.
Dr. Faustus, I am sorry to disturb you, master, but this fellow and I have had an argument about which lady in history was the most beautiful. I have claimed that the Helen known in Troy was the most beautiful, and if you will do us the favor of deciding, we would be very grateful.
Gentlemen, you see me a very perturbed man, but I know your friendship is sincere. And it is not my custom to refuse the requests of those who wish me well. You shall see that peerless Grecian lady you esteem. Sit down and be silent, for there is danger in words. Look, look there. Oh.
Is it a marvel that the angry Greeks pressed 10 years of war for such a queen, whose heavenly beauty is beyond all comparison? Was this the face that launched 1,000 ships and burnt the topless towers of Ilium? Sweet Helen, make me immortal with a kiss. Her lips suck forth my soul. See where it flies. Come, come, Helen, come. Give me my soul again. Here will I dwell, for heaven is in these lips, and all is dross that is not Helen. I will be Paris, and for love of thee, instead of Troy, shall Wurttemberg be sacked, and I will combat with meek Menelaus, and wear thy colors on my plumed crest. Yes, and I will wound Achilles in the heel, and then return to Helen for a kiss. Oh, thou art fairer than the evening air, clad in the beauty of 1,000 stars. Brighter art than thou, than flaming Jupiter, more lovely than the monarch of the sky, and none but thou shall be my paramour. Was this enough, gentlemen?
Enough and more, Master Dr. Faustus. Since we have seen the pride of nature's work in that paragon of excellence, let us depart. And for this sight, happy and blessed be Faustus evermore.
Gentlemen, farewell. And you shall see me nevermore.
How's this?
My friends, I would like to weep, but the devil draws in my tears. I would like to pray, but he stays my tongue. I would lift up my hands, but see, they hold them.
Who, Master Faustus?
Lucifer and Mephistopheles. Gentlemen, I gave them my soul for the cunning I have shown you.
God forbid.
God forbid it indeed, but Faustus has done it. For the vain pleasures of 24 years, I've lost eternal hope of heaven. I wrote them a bill with my own blood. The date has expired. And now the time will come tonight, and Mephistopheles will call in to fetch me off to hell.
Why didn't you tell us this before, so that priests might have prayed for you?
Often have I thought to do so, but the devil threatened to tear me into pieces if I named God, to fetch both body and soul if I once gave ear to divinity. Now it is too late. Gentlemen, away, lest you perish with me.
Oh, what shall we do to save you, sir?
Do not think of me, but save yourselves and depart.
God will strengthen me. I will stay with Faustus.
Oh, do not tempt the devil, friend, but let us into the next room. And there, pray for Faustus.
Aye, pray for me, pray for me. And no matter what noise you hear, do not come in, for nothing can rescue me.
Pray, Faustus, and we will pray that God have mercy upon you.
Gentlemen, farewell. If I live till morning, I'll visit you. If not, Faustus has gone to hell.
Faustus, farewell.
Oh, Faustus. Now hast thou but one bare hour to live, and then thou must be damned perpetually. Stand still, you ever-moving spheres of heaven. The time may cease, and midnight never come. Fair nature's eye, rise. Rise again, and make perpetual day. Or let this hour be but a year, a month, a week, a natural day that Faustus may repent and save his soul. The stars move still. Time runs. The clock will strike. The devil will come, and Faustus must be damned. Mountains and hills, come, come, and fall on me and hide me from the heavy wrath of God. No. No. Then will I headlong run into the earth. Earth gape. Oh, no. It will not harbor me. You stars that reigned at my nativity, whose influence had the lot of death and hell, now draw up Faustus like a foggy mist into the entrails of yon laboring clouds, that when you vomit forth into the air, my limbs may issue from your smoky mouths, so that my soul may but ascend to heaven. The half hour is past. It will all be past anon. Oh, God, if thou wilt not have mercy on my soul, yet for Christ's sake, whose blood hath ransomed me, impose some end to my incessant pain. Let Faustus live in hell 1,000 years, 100,000, and at last be saved. Oh, no. No end is limited to damned souls. Would this soul should fly from me and I be changed into some brutish beast. All beasts are happy, for when they die, their souls are soon dissolved in elements. But mine must live still to be plagued in hell.
Cursed be the parents that engendered me. Oh, no, 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 Faustus, curse thyself. Curse Lucifer that hath deprived thee of the joys of heaven. Oh, it strikes, it strikes. Now, body, turn to air, or Lucifer will bear thee quick to hell. Oh, soul, be changed into little water drops and fall into the ocean, never be found. Oh, my God, look not so fierce on me. Addison's servants, let me breathe a while. Ugly hell, gape not, come not, Lucifer. I'll burn my books. Mephistopheles.
Cut is the branch that might have grown full straight, and burned is Apollo's laurel bough that sometimes grew within this learned man. Faustus is gone. Regard his hellish fall, whose fiendful fortune may exhort the wise only to wonder at unlawful things. Deepness doth entice such forward wits to practice more than heavenly power permits. Terminat hora diem, terminat auctor opus.
In our great play today, Dr. Faustus was played by Raymond Edward Johnson, with Peter Capel as Mephistopheles, Sanford Meisner as Lucifer, Ian McAllister as Wagner, John Griggs as the Pope, Kermit Murdoch as the Emperor, and a supporting cast including Anne Shepherd, Jean Ellen, Helen Warren, Paula Truman, Bartlett Robinson, William Watts, Paul Dubov, Martin Wolfson, and Elliot Reed. Original music was written by Tom Bennett and conducted by Joseph Honte. The Tragical History of Dr. Faustus was presented in a modernized radio adaptation by Ranald R. McDougall as a part of the Great Plays series, an educational feature of the National Broadcasting Company. Next week at this same hour, the Great Plays series will offer Love's Labour's Lost by William Shakespeare. A study manual giving complete background material for the great plays has been prepared by Blevins Davis and may be secured by sending 10 cents in coin or money order to the National Broadcasting Company in care of Great Plays, Radio City, New York. Consult your local library for reading material on the remaining great plays of the series. Dr. Faustus was a presentation of the National Broadcasting Company, RCA Building, Radio City, New York.